Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
Tongue punch my fart box. Let's take this for a spin. I promise you'll be laughing by the time that we begin. Might sound kind of crazy, but don't you knock it yet. Come on and pucker up, babe. It's a night you won't forget. Don't knock it till you try it.
I know people have heard it.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Slow it down.
We're aware.
A little love below the belt might just make your day.
What a fun song.
Some folks like sweet and simple.
Dan's been on
not this guy.
I guess a contributory tear.
If you ain't scared of
putting
danger,
a lot of stuff up.
That one was tough, though.
Give it a try.
I wrote it. He didn't want to do it.
A tongue punch my fart box. Let's
you know,
take
he
this
said,
for
spin. You know, and I get it.
I promise you
it's like,
be laughing
as an accomplished painter, as I am.
We began.
Oh, yeah, you gave Paige the trunk.
Which painting. Now is like priceless. Like, literally.
Come on and
yeah, it might be.
People say, oh, can you paint me this? And I'm like, probably not. You know, so him saying, I was like, hey, man, I got this idea about a song that's to the tune of Don't Rock the Jukebox. And he's not even that big of a country guy, really, either. He does 80s, 90s rocks, his thing.
Feel like he had to look it up to research it.
Probably.
A classic hit from Alan Jackson.
And I emailed him that idea back over, like, the end of summer. And then we got it last month, I guess. It's not been long. It's a very short time.
Yeah, I guess he had some stuff going on. He couldn't really record it and just, you know, get it back as fast.
Yeah. Hey, if you're out moving about this morning, be careful. Be careful.
Please.
Even though you might have four-wheel drive and you got tires made of steel and all this stuff, a lot of people don't. So, you know, just watch out for people. People are going to be hitting them,
road holes.
Well, no, but...
You said hydroplaning?
Yeah, hydroplaning and all that stuff. And you got to, like, account for, like, everybody around you, too.
Well, I mean, they always... I don't know how this works.
It's messy outside.
It is.
But they'll tell you, if you don't have to be out in it, don't get out in it. I don't know why they say that, because you can't just magically decide you don't have to work or need to work that day.
I have to stay home.
Also, bosses, be a little lenient to people if they are running a hair late.
Or if they got kids that, you know, they canceled school yesterday, kind of on a whim.
Did they really?
Some districts, yeah, completely.
God, once you don't have kids in school anymore, like, you just overlook that completely.
Dude, that's always the argument. You got the people with the kids who are like, you know, oh, well, my work schedule's messed up. And the people without the kids, they're like, well, school's not a babysitter. And then they go back and forth.
But it is. It's like...
Yeah, it's a free one.
Summer camp, but at school.
Yep.
All day long.
And this lady got drilled, man, because she was saying, you know what? This is why you save up your vacation days and your sick days for stuff like this.
Oh,
but you can't just take them whenever you want.
Easy for her to say.
Yeah, like, what is the difference? Like, let's say, okay, a vacation day. That means I'm not going to work. Not necessarily going out of town, but I'm not available. I'm not working. But then a sick day, I'm at home, I'm sick. But what is a personal day? Like, I'm not going to be there, and you can't ask me why? Because it's
That's
personal?
That's how it seems.
Oh, wow.
Or like, maybe, I don't know.
Did it start because of, like, you know, menstrual cycles?
Well, I mean,
if
that
that's
would be
the
a sick
case,
day.
I'd like to tip the cap to the ladies this
That'd
morning.
That'd be a sick day because you don't feel good.
You know what gets me though? They'll say, "Well, it's a sick day. Legally, they have to give it to you." I'm like, "Okay, what if they do or don't? Then they fire me. I'm going to wait 2 years tied up in a court case to get money because legally they're supposed to give it to me."
Have you ever been just home because of nausea feeling,
upset stomach,
feeling,
and diarrhea,
and pain? That's your cramps. That's sickness. Just to let you know.
Well, just, you know, just being making a mountain out of a molehill. Like, oh, it's, I'm not going to be there tomorrow. Why?
Personal day would
good?
Be like,
it's personal.
You got to do something with court, maybe. That's personal.
That's the assumption.
I feel like management.
Yeah. Got to do something with court.
Management training anywhere.
Trouble. They got me for the counterfeiting. Mark, I'm not going
to
be there
don't
tomorrow.
They train management to kind of get in your head like, hey, don't, you can't take that day. Might be personal, but.
I took a court day.
Might need to come in here.
Personal day.
You did?
Yeah, for someone else. I had to testify.
Oh, we were that.
Not
like,
jury. Okay.
No.
I would say then you really get bent over. You get $5.
I was
or
on
whatever.
I did take a jury day, and that was interesting.
But that's the only thing that legally, like, you don't really catch crap for, as far as like they don't try to give you guff about it in the office.
Guff.
And
nice.
At the time, my mom was, when they wanted me to be on this Papa jury, guff. It was a murder case, and I said, I just can't do this. My mother's sick. Please let me off.
Was that true?
Yes. I didn't want to. I mean, I normally would have been on a murder case. I wouldn't have a problem with it.
You would have paid to be on a murder case.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's how we can raise money, Donald. All these
that.
Women that are obsessed with murder, let's, instead of giving them the $5 to be on the jury, let's go to the highest bidder.
Yeah.
Or we'll do a Dutch auction for first seat on the jury. Do I hear $1,000, Bob? We're up to $2,500. This does not go to any kind of cancer research. This goes straight to the bottom line. Okay, $5,000 to be on the murder jury. Murder jury.
They let me off to go home and take care of my mom because I needed to make sure that she was eating and getting to the bathroom, etc.
I feel like that's the only thing, that you can kind of get an excuse for.
White women do love murder.
They
do. Hey,
he's playing some of the State of the Union from last night.
He's listening to...
Of course, Pocahontas, you're liking that, don't you, Pocahontas? That thing was longer than Night One of WrestleMania. It was lengthy. Trying to dodge this...
Look, the fact that you're even bringing it up the way you are shows a lot of growth.
I do. A lot of girth. No, it's...
Garth's brother.
That's the thing in radio, at least the kind of radio we do, where it was always, that was the game we'd play. Like, you know what? If we do it, if we ask permission to do a bit or do a thing, the worst thing they can say is no. But that's not the worst thing they can
not
say.
Not now.
The worst thing they can say is...
Maybe.
You're fired for even thinking of that.
Yeah.
No. Or something like... You know what? That's a great idea. God, I love that idea.
I'm going to use that for myself.
But we can't do it. Mm-hmm. Here's why. And then, or I got to shoot it up to corporate. Like, I wonder how many times, I love you, Mark. This is all fun, entertainment. But I wonder how many times he never sent it to corporate and just didn't want us to do a certain thing.
I'm wondering that, too.
Yeah. Suitor said you can't do it.
Because when you send it up, their job is to say no.
Yeah. Yes.
That's
it's
why
it's like
they're
when
there.
You hire a consultant. If they walk in and say, oh, man, everything's good. They're going to nitpick and find some stuff to justify them being there.
Yeah, I when we sent things up, it was generally it had to do with the listener, and we couldn't do that.
Well, funny you say that, Paige.
Uh-huh.
Funny that you say
funny.
That. Did you tell her?
Did not tell her.
Okay. It's funny you say that. I don't know. I want to be an outlaw. I want to be Josie Wells right now.
I
want to
be an outlaw.
Like I do. I want to say, you know what? I'll just ask for permission or forgiveness. You know what? What's the worst that can happen? There's a lot of worse that could happen with this, actually. God.
You could probably get suspended, you know, in the least.
No. No. It won't go that route. I would just be... Here's the thing. I can't speak for myself. This would affect the three of us. in fact, everyone listening to this show, it would affect.
We're not bringing Drunk Girl Friday back, are we?
No, Drunk Guy Friday.
Oh.
Yes. Hey.
You got to pick them up and take them home.
Stone Guy Friday.
Oh, my God.
They have to drive their buggies here.
I don't want to hang on now. If it's going to affect everybody, then...
I know. See, now...
I don't want to...
I know. Now it's... I feel as though carry this burden with me.
I kind of like the idea.
It's entertaining. It's going to be fun.
Hi, Guy Friday.
Somebody will raise a ruckus about it. Shout out to Darius Ruckus. And then it would be...
I might turn on you if it comes down to it.
I know. It's going to be like that thing where you're going to like hug me and say, great bit, Matt. And then you're going to look at the FCC or whoever this unknown enemy is that I'm speaking of now. And you're going to John Cena me.
I might turn state's evidence.
You're going to kick me in the nuts.
Okay. I might give you the Michael Corleone. I know it was
Paige
you.
Paige volunteers to kick me in the nuts.
No, I don't.
She'd like Paige is over there doing that.
Hello.
Cut my head off.
I've never kicked anybody in the nuts. It'll be a first.
It's fun.
Oh, kicked. Okay.
You ever do it barefoot for like an extended long period of time?
Oh, my God.
You ever tongue punch someone there?
Right. Never.
All right. Well,
that's a liar.
What should I do in terms of entertainment? And damn y'all that just laughed at me saying that.
I don't know.
Should I say what it is now, or should I just come back and make my... Actually,
I feel like if you said it now, you'd still have to say it when you came back.
So should I say it now or not?
I think you should wait.
Okay, then I'm going to wait. That's it. I know that's aggravating, but you know the way TV and all that stuff is. You have to do it that way. It's like, okay, so picture it. It's Ice Road Truckers, and we're getting ready to slide off the road right now. And we're going to break, and you got to wait and see if the big rig survived. That's going to get copyright infringement right there. Morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ciao. Thank you for your thoughts and prayers. This has been a tough time trying to figure out what to do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The ultimate goal is
world domination.
World domination. No, it's to make you laugh or think. I like the thinking stuff, but also the laughter thing is kind of the general mission.
Now, we got to pack them in the windows, too, to get you on your commute. Try to pack the good stuff in.
We say, make them laugh. Yeah. Make them say it. Make them think.
Turn around. Don't drown.
Be a sweetie and wipe the seedy.
Yeah, that's a big point.
Let them work. Let them live.
So, a lot of people have texted in and said, of course, the assumption is forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness and not permission. Now, that sounds like y'all still in high school, sneaking out. What's the worst parents can do? Put me on restrictions? I got my Nintendo.
God, did they have to even sneak out now? They're threatening to call DSS, and they got to, you know, backlog of cases.
Yeah, and then, like, if you take all their electronics away, like, oh, they want to be stuck in the room all day. Then you take the electronics away, and then you're going to miss a cord. They're going to, where's my HD cords at? And then you got to spend money to buy it and get them all happy to be back hibernating in their room. It's like I've been there, done that.
Oh,
huh?
Boy, you sound like you're.
But you know what? The asking for, you know, forgiveness might be a good idea because you might not have to ask for a while.
Yeah.
Well.
Preemptive strike.
But so, like, in biblically speaking, another Bible minute, it's like if you think about it, you're committing the sin. But I have a hard time swallowing that pill because that's what we have free will. So free will is there are roads to be taken. They're at the crossroads, the great song, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah,
they'll see you there.
Rest in peace.
See you at the crossroads. It's also where soul singers and bluesmen sold their souls to the devil.
Oh, Lord.
At the crossroads. Robert Johnson, I think, is the one who did it. Yep. So, what do? Do you say, I want to make people laugh, or I don't want to keep wasting their time trying to make a decision on if I'm going to ask for forgiveness or permission? And I think...
Just as long as you know it's on you.
That I'm going to...
Either way.
Ask myself this, what would Waylon do?
Oh, that's good.
What would George do?
Waylon would tell you to listen to his nephew by marriage, I guess, struggle.
What would David Allen Coe do? Don't answer that. He's having lunch right now. It's an early lunch at the Y.
He'd take a hold of your pillows, for sure.
I'm going to ask for forgiveness, and we're going to do it. So here's the thing. And I don't even have to do this because it's already been sent. And it's also partial. I feel like I'm going through a divorce right now, and we're fighting over custody. All right, so I wrote a song. You heard it a little bit ago. Okay?
Yeah, I did.
It's called Fart Punch. Damn. Lord, damn.
Hang on now.
I just read a real bad text.
Take two.
It's called Tongue Punch My Fart Box. And yes, it is to the tune, but it's not. It is not Alan Jackson's "Don't Rock the Jukebox."
Nope.
It sounds quite similar, but it's not the same song.
You got parody protection.
And someone out there, other than all of y'all that love the song, said, "You know what? I like that song. I like that song a lot." And you're already looking down the road. You're like, "Oh, who wants it? George Strait? Is he trying to buy it?" But because Dan and Columbia recorded it, you're like, oh, it's part his song. I don't think that's the way it works. Mm-hmm. I think the songwriter has ownership of the song. So anyway, long story short, and I don't even know where this guy's from. I've replied to the email. I haven't heard back from him yet. He's I don't know if you call him a rapper or you call him just a performer. Why put him in a corner? Heard the song.
Yep.
Liked the song a lot. And you know how they do on YouTube and Instagram and stuff? You can remix a video that someone else made. And you can, like, this one guy's got like 20 million followers on Instagram. And all he does is take other people's videos and get down in the corner and go, okay.
Okay.
Okay. I feel that. And I'm like, dude, you're making all this and off of everyone else's stuff. So anyway, Maddie, I like this a lot. But I know Dan in Columbia is going to have a hard time with this.
Oh, we got some heat. We're going to have a feud.
So here is the debut, the remix. Tongue Punch My Fart Box, written by Matthew Harris, recorded by Dan in Columbia, and now featuring MC Maddie.
Tongue Punch My Fart Box. Let's take this for a spin. I promise you'll be laughing by the time that we began. Might sound kind of crazy, but don't you knock it yet. Come on and pucker up, babe. It's a night you won't forget.
Tongue push my fart box, baby girl.
Relax.
I just took a shower. I swear I cleaned my ass.
Cleaned it.
Please don't get offended if I release a little gas. Let out your liquor and laminate my crack.
At first a little tug
can be a little tickling, so I drank a couple of beers and I shot a little whiskey. You can cure my hemorrhoids. I'm always feeling itchy. Don't have to hold your nose. Come on, baby, take a whiskey.
Tongue punch my fart box. Ain't nothing wrong with fun.
Tongue up in the bum.
I guarantee you'll giggle.
You'll giggle, I'll
by
giggle.
The time the deed is done. It might sound a little nasty, but honey, don't you sweat.
I'ma sweat a little bit.
Just take a deep old breath now. It's a night you won't forget.
Forget it.
A tongue punch my fart box.
Tongue punch my fart
it's
box.
It's a night you won't forget.
Listen, I got a sweet side and a salty side, and I want you down the middle.
Thoughts?
Ew.
Yeah, I felt a little jelly roll, maybe, with it.
Yeah.
A little shaboozy?
Shaboozy, yeah.
Shaboozy is nailed it.
Can you go in the Songwriting Hall of Fame off of just one?
I mean, you think.
You think you're going to get a Grammy for that?
You think.
No. The real rock Grammy.
No. Dan's going to have major, major issues with that.
Because
he didn't want to do it. And now someone's taking his voice. That's Dan singing on there. The original song is sampled for Maddie. It's not MC Maddie. I don't know the full. I know his last name, but that's probably not his performance name.
He don't really like anybody touching his creations.
Yeah. Nope.
Can I hear that again?
Wow.
So I feel like, I don't know.
It's one time only.
I'd be asking for too much.
Okay.
I mean, not you asking for too much, but we got to let it, like, settle for a little bit.
Yeah. And look, no offense to you.
Wow,
some
people didn't like it. Some people didn't like it. But they don't like that rap crap, it says here.
I feel like Dan's already kind of somewhat bent to record it because he kept hearing about it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's like, I'm going to record it, get it out there. But now, that, you know, like you said, that it's got sampled, you'll definitely have an issue.
Right. But the ultimate sample was prepared by me.
That's true.
I wrote the words.
You wrote it. So, I mean, it's yours.
I write the songs that make the whole world smile.
That's a beautiful song. I'm reading the text coming in.
Please don't. No, what are they saying? I can take it.
Well, Nutty says, so silly.
Someone else
says that was absolutely awful.
Oh.
I want to play this at my wedding.
I was embarrassed for you guys. This is another one.
Please send me an MP3 version. No one?
You know, as far as what mood somebody may be in when they hear this,
right?
It's hard to gauge.
It's rain. I know. I should have played it on a sunny day.
But like you said, you got it working in your favor that somebody is not here.
Right. Yes. Well, he's in Columbia.
Yep.
So
I don't have to
worry about that. I just don't want it to cause him to say, I'm not going to make any more songs for you. Because he's made some great songs. I mean, he's made some humdinger of songs.
You know how he'll go through a phase, he'll send an email, you think he's pissed off, and you'll hear from
him. That's the way artists are, man. That's the way they say, like, artists, they're like, you know, there's that weird kind of disconnect in their brain where they're wild or not what you'd call normal or freaky.
Like, you don't have to be tortured. You torture yourself.
Tortured soul. I know. I was like, remember as a kid here in the upstate, they'd rent out some hotel ballroom and do the starving artist sale?
Oh, yeah.
And I would often think, like, don't you quit buying paints and canvases and renting out hotel ballrooms and go to lunch? Go
feed
eat.
Everybody.
Go eat.
Be a little more productive.
You look like y'all been doing a lot of that booger sugar.
Tooting some pookie. Tooting a bump.
The texts aren't good, Paige. I know.
I mean, some of them are good.
It's a time in our country where if we hear something that is a little bit different, it's not for us.
It's got to grow on people. The weather's got to get better, you know.
There's someone in a dance group that's going to put together a line dance for that.
Say, I swear to God. Really? A text said that?
Yeah, we need a line dance for that now.
Oh, we need. I thought a dance group was putting it together.
Yeah, we need to find someone who'd do that.
Oh.
I know somebody.
We're in a whole lot of places you can line dance these days.
No. So what? Cowboys, that's gone.
No, yeah. Silver Fox, maybe, can go there?
Gone.
Gone.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Whispers? I'm sure Whispers.
One Eye Jack.
Actually, I don't know.
No, that was a band.
That was a band, yeah. Oh, what happened to One Eye Jack? Thoughts with you, boys?
They only take credit card tips. I'm just kidding. It's a fun little thing because they only took cash. All right. Well, I should have not asked anything. I should have not played it. People don't like it. Maddie, don't let that disinspire you, whatever that word would be.
Oh, yeah, keep producing.
Keep producing stuff.
Keep doing it.
Maybe do some original work. That's the problem people have with rap. It's like, oh, you just sample all the stuff and you don't do any original work.
That's what rap is.
Yeah, but without that, you wouldn't have stuff like whoop whoop what? I mean,
yeah, it's all sampling. Sampling.
Whoop.
How you hear whoop whoop honky what?
The Lexus flexes from Long Beach to Texas. Sexist hoes, they want to get with this because Snoop Dogg is the bitch.
Snizzle.
That's right. All right,
I get you.
Should have stuck with breakdancing.
White women love Snoop Dogg and murder.
Everyone loves Snoop Dogg. I don't get it. I mean, I get it, but at the same time, it's like, gosh, man.
They're shoving them down your throats. They really are.
Gin and juice.
She's going to start singing the words now.
Screw
Biatch!
That dickhead texter right there. I bet I knew who that is. Saying I should get my remedial course from high school to record this. It wasn't remedial. Oh, they just didn't tell anyone no. You want to sing? Come out. You ever go to a church where they said, no, congregation doesn't sing. Just our band. All right, that's all of them now. Paige.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry for playing that.
It's okay.
What is up in the Plex?
Well, is your job making you ugly? Don't answer that.
You ain't got no U-G-L-E-Y, you ugly.
You ain't got no alibi, you're ugly.
You're ugly. It fits better that way, though.
You look more like Aunt Bee than Spelling Bee.
Right, I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Well, headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So let's talk about your beauty, shall we?
Please.
We must.
I'm waiting for you to ask.
There is a new calculator that will tell you how ugly your job is making you. Not terrible. Hopefully not at
what
all.
What is ugly, though?
I think that's real arbitrary, beauty and ugliness.
I mean, some are, but some are like layups, right? Like, you know if you're ugly. U-G-L-E-Y, you ain't got no alibi. What, you ugly.
Okay. Like, tell me someone that universally the world will agree, yes, they're ugly. Who would that be?
You know,
it was easier way back in the day. Like, you used to could rifle off like a Tiny Tim or a Bruce Valanche type. Someone who was just...
Some of the people in Deliverance were ugly.
Like the little kid, the banjo kid.
Bless his heart.
Yeah, let's go with that because, you know, I feel like I don't want to use the example I was going to use because, you
Why?
Know...
Corky from Life Goes
No, away. Like Rocky Dennis. He was a teenager. He couldn't help what he had.
Well, that was prosthetics as well. Well, let's just go ahead and say Sloth while we're at it.
You know what? I would say Sloth.
You would say the Elephant Man?
Oh. He could make his ears wiggle, Sloth.
Sloth could.
Sloth.
Sloth. The great John Matusak.
You just got to be honest with yourself. Some people, right? You're like, I know beauty's in the eye of the beholder or whatever, but I mean, come on. If you got a big schnoz, and all the freckles you have are just like in one place on your nose?
Yeah, but haven't you known...
You shouldn't say hurtful things about me.
Haven't you known men and women both that somehow thought that they were like God's gift to the opposite sex?
Yeah, they're not.
And you're just like, no, this isn't jealousy. You're not. Like, what's in your head?
Like, you admire the confidence to do it that way, but you can take it over.
Yeah.
Like, overboard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, or you're DeLulu, as the kids say.
Paige DeLulu.
Well, let me cook.
Why do you ask?
Well, so there's a skincare clinic. They've created this online test which you calculate how your workday may be aging your skin based on aspects like shift patterns, regular hours, working locations, stress levels, and physical activity. And if you don't take care of yourself, that's going to dull your skin and make you not look as good. But, you know, and a lot of people, honestly, these days you're not getting enough rest. You're not eating right. You're not in general, not everybody, but it happens, and that ages you and affects your skin.
Yes.
There aren't a whole lot of jobs you can do this with, but I like trying to figure out what people do. And if you know if somebody works at a tanning bed.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't really have a glow, but they got that brown skin that's like...
Like Hawaiian skin.
Yeah, it's like kind of odd to describe.
Like you look like Panama Jack, sans the hat.
But your eyes are real bright, and I'm like, oh, okay. You work at a tanning bed.
Okay.
Yeah. And they always have the whitest teeth. Or are they?
Yes.
Because they look so much whiter.
Like you're sitting there checking people into the tanning bed, and you got that little laser thing in your mouth cleaning your teeth.
Yeah.
Like your teeth shouldn't be whiter than like the rest of your body. That's odd.
No, like it shouldn't look like you never eat. Or drink anything. It's like you're always just like TV ready.
That's like a Mercedes shouldn't be pulling up to your trailer. I mean, like they don't match up.
Hey now. Here's the criteria.
You have multiple properties, Paige. You have a portfolio.
What if you saw a Mercedes pulling a trailer?
Better.
Yeah, that'd be...
Like one time I had DoorDash brought to me in a Hummer.
Ooh.
Like, I thought that was the craziest thing ever.
Yeah, like, why are you doing DoorDash
like,
if you're
God, yeah, but also the gas you're spending. Like, I think you lost
like
money
ridiculous.
On bringing me this, wherever I had, Outback, I don't remember.
Do you see the thing that people are trying to offload their Teslas now because they're getting made fun of and like in public?
Oh, the truck things?
Well, yeah, they keep writing the messages on the trucks and...
That went, man, when I saw that for the first, the Cybertruck, like, in person, not online, but in person, I was like... Wow, this is pretty incredible. Like,
I give it a chance.
This is the future. And now when I see him...
You're laughing.
I'm in that mindset of, you got a tiny schmeckle.
Like,
I bet you do.
It's a yellow Corvette.
And it's not a jealousy thing. Like no. I wouldn't want all the eyes
I wish
on
I had
me
a smaller one.
Driving one like that.
Yeah, it's just like... They're odd looking now. It's like I'm watching RoboCop. And then a Cybertruck comes up. Now, I've seen purple ones. And,
if the Cybertruck is... Does it have four-wheel drive... capability or is it just a show truck because those are useless to me.
I would like to see one. Like if you have one, like I would like to see it in the parking lot.
Can
just
it
like
go on water? I mean if you're gonna have a Cybertruck, I want that to go through water, you know, take you anywhere and land up the mountain.
Paige wants a DeLorean.
It drives through piss.
I want to go 88 miles an hour.
That's a lot. I know. Kelly, I've never been 80 before.
I want to get to work 0 to 60. I want to get up to the mountains and half an hour.
Say yes to Timothy Drinkwater.
You know, we were joking about you, Paige, because Matt said he had to drive like 40 to get here. I'm like, that's probably what Paige drives regardless. So she might be going
like,
20.
How fast were you going earlier when it was like?
I do the speed limit, I'll have you know, because I went to the class of shame, as you remember, because there was 1 year.
You went to Eastside? I'm just kidding.
No, I went to traffic school.
White Hampton phone.
Shots fired.
Because I got two speeding tickets in 1 year.
Stop.
That's three.
Stop touching it.
3 years on your license.
Three?
3 points.
Oh, 3 points. 3 years of what?
Like, that's a lot. So I had to go to school. I had to take some points.
Well, you should have stayed.
Yeah, really should.
I should have stayed in traffic school.
Try to, you know, you can earn an extra license.
You ever see that movie in the 80s called Moving Violations?
Oh yeah,
that was me.
That was great, man. That was a good, frivolous, stupid movie, but good though.
You know, ironically, what are you doing? Ironically, when I got caught doing 100 miles an hour here,
never happened. I would never believe it.
You were driving 100 to come here?
No.
Oh,
you've never driven 100.
I did in California.
Well, there's a lot of wild stuff out there.
She went down that fast hill in San Francisco and couldn't stop.
Was that California Street?
Venice.
Where it goes down the hill?
It was Rasserani Avenue, I believe.
No. It was. I did 100 on 680.
Did you ever ride the Rasserani trolley?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Cable cars, yeah.
Did you ever go to a house party at the Full House house?
I think I know.
What was that big field across? Why was that not built up?
That's Golden Gate Park.
Oh, so that's a park. I always wondered, like, why are there no houses on that beautiful piece of land?
That's like the row of houses. I think it's right.
Does that have the same action as, like, you know, Millican Park might have?
Yeah, probably worse. You know, murders and a few things you don't want to know, like bodies left in trash cans there.
You talk about murders, like, you know, somebody's rear end's getting murdered.
Yeah.
Like in the bathroom.
All the above, whatever. It's your imagination.
It's too much Rice-A-Roni. You get the diarrhea.
You know, I've never eaten Rice-A-Roni.
It's a San Francisco treat, you bitch, and you live there.
Clearly, you've never dropped your phone in the water.
Women do that a lot, too.
Yeah,
I've noticed. You keep your phones in your back pocket when you pull your pants
out. They accidentally wipe with the phone in
front of you. Oh, yeah.
Try to text on the toilet paper.
No, I've dropped my phone in the water before.
Yeah. Well, you're a woman.
Yeah.
You love murder. You drop your phones.
You love murder.
Yeah. And, put it in my pocket. Pull down my pants and right in the toilet.
That's my next song. I'm going to write down the lyrics right
that's
now.
That's a piece so bad.
Maddie, holler at me. Dan, quit.
Nutty's ready.
Do you know silly. In our house says...
Nutty from the upstate says it's silly. You're going to love it.
He loves it.
Nutty from the upstate.
He speaks for a generation.
N-U-T-T-E-Y, he's nutty.
Well, a third of us
I like your bar.
Have stuff that we rarely use. Do you have a lot of stuff in your house that you don't really
gym equipment.
Really?
Mm-mm. No, I don't. I have a yoga ball and a yoga mat, and that's about the only exercise equipment. Stuff in my house that I bought and don't use. Yeah. My laser show that I bought for my bedroom.
Oh, yeah. I remember you talking
I still
about
have
that.
It. I just don't ever.
You don't ever plug it in?
No, it was a stupid.
Do you still have the
ambient by
the foam roller? Do you use that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I need a softer one. Mine's kind of hard, my roller.
You ever sit on it when nobody's looking?
You ever sit on it sideways?
I do. I've tried to roll
on it. It's a big pool noodle.
You know,
really, I mean, think about it. We're buying a thicker pool noodle and paying like five times the amount of money for it. That's all it is.
China's figured out how to work us on these cheap products.
Since for I've now. Got the squares and everything, and since I stand a lot, you know, in my free time, my hips get sore. So I try to get something like, you know, that ab roller or...
Wow. What do you do in your free time? Why stand a lot?
I like standing. I'm a comedian.
If I ever say that, you know, like, I've been invaded.
Like, for real. I'm a drone. You're possessed by some demon.
He's standing.
I like to stand. I like to work out. Stand in the place where you live.
It's not comfortable and your hips get sore. So you have to stretch them out.
He's taking that Benny King thing too far.
That's when I might be possessed.
Pilates.
Fatboy wrote, I'll sit by you.
Pretenders.
FB King.
Fatboy, will you take a ballet or a Pilates class with me? Please.
I don't know. I would love to play murder ball a couple times.
Okay. Yeah, but that's stolen valor.
Yeah, yeah, I couldn't do it because shout out to the Rolling Tigers. Best wheelchair basketball team around.
Now, Clemson?
Well, Clemson area. It's kids. Oh, so it's yeah. But they go national. They're really good.
Have you seen? And I'm
shout out Hot Wheels.
I wish I could figure out a way to share it. I don't know how. There's this great video. And don't laugh. I actually sent it in the group last night. It's these handicapped people. They got together. And they did a remake of the Kendrick Lamar Supertime halftime show, Super Bowl halftime show.
That's fun.
And the girl walks up. She wants to be like the Kendrick Lamar of it. And they're like, no, no. And she pulls up her pants legs. She has prosthetic legs. So they're like, yes, come on over and join us. And they all start dancing.
That's cool.
It's very like.
The way they came together, you know.
Yeah, I know. It was like, man, that was really cool. Even the guy that was like in the bed that couldn't move. Like
he can move now.
I think that's why I didn't like it, because you were spreading goodwill.
That's probably what it was.
Nobody fell or got hurt.
No.
I couldn't laugh.
Nope.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Paige, thank you. You know, this unity is about to die, though.
Oh, no.
The battle's about to begin.
That time of the week again.
The ultimate winner here is you listening, because we got some funny stuff.
Really is good.
We got the BDA battle.
It's so easy to prank people in big box retailers. It really is.
They apparently, you know, like if you work in corporate America, you generally have to change your password constantly, you know, because they're worried about the stuff. Yeah. They don't do that apparently at Walmarts and Target's.
They really don't.
They keep the code the same way. So if somebody gets fired, they can call out somebody or fart into it. Or
it's also easier to impersonate an employee, which should be illegal.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't impersonate a cop, right?
Stolen valor.
That's what we got here, an impersonation.
Yeah. I have some sports. All mine are taken out of context. I will say that's the tease here. I've got a news flub.
Oh, good.
No flub.
Got a news flub. I've got something that's personal to me. I think you're going to find some funny in it. And then also a very, very, very awkward moment during an NBA game.
So now you can't be winning on sentimentality. What do you
what?
Sentimentalism.
Yeah, that.
I don't know that that's right either. Sentimentality? Is that right?
Anti-sentimentality?
No!
No. The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman!
If you don't smile right now,
Batboy.
Point how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.